The woman on the line right now is showing incredible restraint, to say the least, because I think if most of us were in her position, you couldn't wait to jump into action.
Yeah, but she says she's got a great reason for it.
All right, go ahead. Voice changer's on. Your identity is disguised. You can go ahead and share your secret.
My secret is that I know for a fact my fiancé is cheating on me, but I'm not saying a word, and I'm still planning on going through with the marriage.
What?
Told you.
Wait, you say, okay, you know for a fact. Do you have proof?
Emails, texts. I followed him to her place. Basically, the only thing I don't have is a signed confession from him.
Okay, ooh. Yes, this is wild. So for at least most of us, if we found this out about our fiancé and had the proof that you say you have, we wouldn't be able to call them out fast enough.
Yeah.
Like, you say you're still planning on going through the wedding, though. Biggest question, why?
Yeah.
Simple. Just breaking up with him for cheating is too easy on him. I'm still going to marry him so that I can ultimately divorce him and take half.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, as they say, revenge is a dish served cold.
Again, I can't begin to express how amazed I am with your level of restraint. I mean, most people would be beside themselves right now.
Well, I'm not going to lie. It's not easy to keep up the charade. But I want to hurt him as badly as I can, and I know that this is going to be it.
Okay, so I'm guessing he's got a lot of stuff for you to take, or you wouldn't be going at these lengths.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And not only is he loaded, but he's so obsessed with his possessions. So I know it's going to destroy him.
Okay. Do you think that he has any clue that you're on to him?
Yeah.
No, he has absolutely no idea. He's the type of person who thinks that they're a lot smarter than they actually are.
Wow. Well, I give you credit. I would not be able to hide it for this long or any amount of time.
Well, I'm not like a very emotional person to start with. So I think it might be a little easier for me.
All right. So again, I certainly get the logic of your plan. And again, you know, you remove yourself from the emotion of it and you kind of get it, I guess, right, wouldn't you? But he's having an affair on you. Don't you think that, like, there's the possibility that he has, like, a crisis of conscience and confesses to you to try to, I don't know, start your marriage on a clean slate?
He's kind of a sociopath, so I'd absolutely be shocked if he came clean to me. Either way, I got what I need. So.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, you know, just running through all the scenarios in my head here, what about the possibility of him calling it off altogether? Like, what if he's the one that, like, just ends it?
Like, leaves you for this other woman that he's having an affair with?
Oh, I also think that's going to happen. But, you know, the risk is worth the reward.
Damn.
Jeez.
I don't certainly feel bad for this guy, given what he's doing, but he has got no idea what he's in for.
No sympathy. He should have thought about that before he had an affair.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he's, you know, he's getting what he deserves. It's karma.
Yeah, I mean, I can't go against that. Well, good luck to you. I would say stay strong and hang in there, but it seems like you're doing okay.
Thanks, guys.
For sure. All right. Wow. She's certainly in her right to do what she's doing, but damn.
Yeah, she kind of terrified me a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Like, it takes a very certain type of person to hold all of that in, I would imagine.
Would you call it savage, Corey? Dare I say?
You know, I was thinking about that as she was talking. It was like, the person in your life that you're supposed to love the most is doing this to you, and your immediate reaction is completely logical, calculated, attack back. Yeah, it is kind of savage, really.
Even though he's cheating and, like, kind of deserves whatever he gets?
No, don't get me wrong. Like, he deserves what he gets, but it's still savage. Like, actually, let's get some people on this. All right, 222-9800, Club PXY Safe text line, 69822. Again, if you dismissed it, we just spoke to a woman who knows for a fact, she has the proof that her fiancé is cheating on her.
She's followed him to the woman's house.
Yeah, but plans on going through with the wedding, going through the marriage, all for the long con, if you will, at this point, because she wants to be able to divorce him and take half of his stuff.
Ugh.
Savage or sensible? Jump in now.